You've been watching me. I can feel your eyes on me at all times now. What started as passing glances has turned into a constant scanning from my head to my toes. You watch me like a predator watches their prey. But I don't feel like your prey. I've been finding excuses to catch your attention, making far too many trips to the printer so that my hip would brush the edge of your desk, grinning to myself when I see your head snap up to watch me pass by. Maybe you've noticed that I've been getting clumsier, dropping my pen or piece of paper directly in your line of sight. Your eyes drinking me in, making sure you don't see me noticing you watching me. You may be hunting me, but I'm hunting you back. Stealing glances when you look away, finding reasons to be in your orbit. You think you're the mastermind here. I'm sure of it. Or maybe you think it's fate. But really, it's me. It's always been me. Well, almost always. I will admit I didn't plan on what happened this summer. I was too distracted. The sounds of moans and whimpers filling my ears, and I didn't realize you'd followed me out of the building. Determined to get home, I didn't pay attention. I didn't take in my surroundings till my phone had auto-connected to the car stereo, and just as suddenly, my gaze was locked on yours. The shock on my face mirrored yours until it didn't anymore. The look in your eyes, for the first time since I first noticed you watching me, made me feel like the hunted one. And it thrilled me. But the most interesting thing is, I don't think you really realized what was playing. You think you do. You think you caught me. Caught me listening to filthy smut at work. And, well, I suppose you did. But that's not all you caught me doing. You caught me listening to you. It was your voice coming through my speakers. Your moans. Your softly breathed fuck leaking out from the car windows. But then the door opened behind you. And before I either made a move to go to you, or before you realized exactly what I was listening to, I sped away. It's not that I didn't want to talk to you, or meet you, rather. Far from it. Just not like that. It needed to be more deliberate than that. Which is why I specifically requested to have you on my team for the event this fall. I knew you wouldn't be able to resist spending more time around me, even though it would mean more hours and more stress on you. And wouldn't you know it? You accepted, just as I had hoped you would. Do you remember our first real conversation? How you couldn't meet my eyes? Were you nervous to see or be seen? Nervous that your eyes would give away too much? That I would be witness to the desire for me boiling under the surface? Or maybe you were nervous you wouldn't see that reflected back from me? If you had looked up, I would have let you see it. See how desperately I want to devour you. how, even though it was the middle of the workday, that wouldn't stop me from pulling all those delectable sounds out of you then and there. After that, you stopped watching me, and I was left to wonder if maybe I was less of an obsession and more of a passing infatuation to you. Or maybe I played my hand too strongly. Did you find out that I had requested you? Did you finally put it together? Realize the person I was listening to this summer was you? Did I scare you away? And then I saw your post. Innocuous at first, a stream of consciousness, talking about someone in your orbit. Someone you can't take your eyes off of. I didn't recognize myself in your description. Surely, you couldn't be talking about me. Your words, too eloquent to be me, making me sound untouchable, but somehow grounded. You fashioned me into poetry. Until the turn, and I could feel heat climb my neck and into my face as you talked of your hands gliding over your body, how you wanted them to be mine. I would be lying if I said I didn't follow along, letting my hands mimic yours, picturing what your face would look like as you touched me, hearing the way your breath would catch. I've heard the need in your voice before, but it wasn't for me. It was for the ambiguous listener, disembodied. I want it to be all mine. I want to hear it when your eyes are locked on me, watching me, wanting me. I want to feel your skin against mine, back to chest. Your voice in my ear, telling me all the ways I drive you wild. Teeth dragging across flesh. Hot breath fanning across my ear. Your tongue tracing my neck as your hands bring me higher and higher. Sweat dripping, gripping sheets and skin, gasps held in the palm of your hand on my throat, your voice praising me, telling me to tip over the edge for you. And I'm nothing if not a rule follower, reaching that crest with your voice as my guide, tasting your words as thick and sweet as honey on my tongue. Returning to work after hearing your admission feels like walking in with new eyes. Watching you, sitting at your desk, unaware that I've been listening to you for months now, unaware that I've heard you admit to thinking about me, getting off to me. Watching me, unaware that I'm about to admit the same. I wonder how you'll react. Will your breath catch like mine does? Will your eyes go unfocused? Will you watch me while you listen, like I've watched you so many times before? Will you meet my eyes as these words fill your head? Because I think I'm coming to the end of the recording, which means it's almost time for you, my watcher, to make a choice.